This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
When hemp became legal under the 2018 Farm Bill, there was a lot of buzz in farm country about what it would look like as an everyday crop and who would grow it. It's not just farmers that are curious about the newly legal commodity. Many in the ag banking sector are watching hemp very closely. Tony Hotchkiss is on the American Bankers Association Ag and Rural Bankers Committee. He's concerned some growers will hear about the potentially high return and quickly get swept up in the excitement.
I'm excited that hemp is a potential for the industry, but I think people need to slow down and make sure they do their homework, because if they don't, especially on the producer side, they might get caught in trying something where they could lose a lot of money. They might make a lot of money. I'm not suggesting either way, but it's just something that they need to be cautiously optimistic about and approach slowly.
Recommendations for growers looking at adding hemp either to their resume or as a rotational crop. The National Industrial Hemp Council recommends growers start small, make sure they have a buyer, and that marketing and branding is always important. In other national ag news on your Tuesday, the EPA must reconsider its small refinery exemptions following a recent court decision. A document dated January 24th from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit says the EPA overstepped its authority to grant three specific waivers in question. The decision is expected to broadly impact the EPA approach to granting waivers, according to the Renewable Fuels Association, which claims the waivers are unlawful. The court ruling stems from a May 2018 challenge brought against EPA by the Renewable Fuels Association, the National Corn Growers Association, the American Coalition for Ethanol, and the National Farmers Union. NFU President Roger Johnson says, "We believe this ruling will help restore the ability of the RFS to drive demand." Among other findings, the court says EPA cannot extend exemptions to any small refineries whose earlier temporary exemption had lapsed. The court also found EPA abused its discretion in failing to explain how the agency could conclude the small refinery might suffer a disproportionate economic hardship. The Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the USDA will again accept rural broadband funding requests this week. USDA will accept applications for the second round of $550 million in ReConnect program loan and grant funding starting on January 31st, which is Friday. The funds will expand public-private air partnerships in rural communities to build modern infrastructured broadband in areas with insufficient internet service. Insufficient services is defined as connection speeds of less than 10 megabits per second download and 1 megabit per second upload. Secretary Perdue says, "We at USDA are very excited to begin accepting applications for the second round of funds. Telecommunications companies, rural electric cooperatives and utilities, internet service providers, and municipalities may apply for the funding through the USDA's ReConnect program to connect rural areas that currently have insufficient broadband service. Through this program, the USDA is making available approximately $200 million for grants, for $200 million for grant-loan combinations, and $200 million for low-interest loans. More information is available online at usda.gov/reconnect. In other news from the USDA, they're reminding ag producers that are interested in the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, that 2020 general sign-up to enroll is February 28th. The sign-up is available to farmers and private landowners who are either enrolling for the first time or re-enrolling for another 10 to 15-year term. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in CRP receive yearly rental payments for voluntarily establishing long-term, resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees known as covers, which can control soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop wildlife habitat on marginally productive ag land. CRP has 22 million acres enrolled in the U.S., but the 2018 Farm Bill lifted the cap to 27 million acres. Signed into law back in 1985, CRP is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the country. It was originally intended to primarily control soil erosion and potentially stabilize commodity prices by taking marginal lands out of production. The program has evolved over the years, providing many conservation and economic benefits. Marking its 35th anniversary in 2020, CRP has had many successes. And we'll move on into Midwestern and state ag news following these messages.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by GrainGuard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions, not available in all states.
The new year means a fresh start, and the freshest start of all is farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt, and milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And we're back here on your Tuesday afternoon ag show, moving on into State of Illinois ag news. Calling it excellent news for farmers, Congressman Mike Bost of Murfreesboro in Jackson County applauds news of an agreement on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. The Senate passed the bill mid-month by an 89-10 vote, this after passing in the House 385-41 in late December. While he says this is a big win for farmers, Bost says it could have been bigger had it passed sooner.
Had we passed it a year ago, China would have came to the table faster, and it would not have hurt our soybean producers at the level that we have right now. The day after the China deal was signed, soybean prices fell. Well, why was that? That occurred because China had already signed their deal just before with Brazil. So they have complete that deal. But as far as overall ag products, China will be purchasing more than double ever before for 2 years straight from our ag industry.
Highlights of the USMCA, according to Bost, helps the dairy, pork, and grain industries and puts in place labor requirements addressing pay and benefits that will, in theory, level the playing field with Mexico. The bill now awaits the signature of President Trump, which is expected to happen tomorrow. In other Midwestern ag news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in the St. Paul District is monitoring high water conditions affecting parts of the Upper Mississippi River in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa as a result of historic flows this winter. Cities from Winona, Minnesota to Guttenberg, Iowa have an increased chance of localized flooding due to ice dams. The high water conditions that were created by a combination of ice dams and historic high flows. The current river flows are at the levels normally observed in late spring. Irregular temperatures have also prevented the ice from forming in a stable way, which compounds the ice dam problem. The ice has blocked the river's normal flow and forced water out of the banks. It has also helped reduce the ability to actively manage the river water elevations. Depending on temperatures and the rate of ice melt, there could be more high water in the weeks and months ahead. The Corps is working with the National Weather Service and the U.S. Geological Survey to monitor the river and provide communication with the public. Moving on now to our Ag Community Bulletin Board here on your Tuesday. The Montgomery County USDA's Farm Service Agency will be holding an informational meeting to provide an overview of the USDA's ARC and PLC program. One of those meetings will be held this Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here for your Tuesday on this January 28th. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.